Hello, everybody, and welcome to the VRO.
Love Tonight Talk we... Radio.
Sorry. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VRO. Tonight we have Dean Cain, best known for his role as Superman in Lewis and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, and the host of Wrigley's Believe It or Not. Dean is starring in an upcoming film, Home Run Showdown. So we'll have him on in just a moment.
Actually, Amber, I think we have him on right now.
I think we do.
Okay, awesome. I put him in the screener room, and the screener room was not working. I apologize. Blog Talk Radio has been having a major meltdown today. So we will edit the show afterwards and put it up for everybody to listen.
Doesn't bother me either way it goes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. Before we actually get into the interview, I wanted to introduce Amber and Brandon. They will be doing your interview tonight.
Hello, Amber and Brandon.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Very well.
All right.
Okay, Amber, Brandon, I'm going to mute myself. You guys jump into it and have fun.
Awesome.
Well, all right, guys. Here we
are. Here we go. First question we have for you, Dean. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
How did you get involved with this film, Home Run Showdown?
Well, basically, a director that I had worked with back in the day on Lois and Clark, actually, a guy named Oz Scott, our director, he was directing the picture. They said, how would you like to play this Rico character in this? And I took a look at the script, and I said, this looks great. Looks like a lot of fun. How could I say no? It plays to a lot of things that I get to do in my life as an athlete, as a father. It was just a lot of fun for me. So I said, absolutely, I'd love to be a part of it. And that's kind of how that was the genesis of it, and the rest of it was a piece of cake. They hired me, I signed on, and went right to work. It was a lot of fun.
We did an interview with Oz last week. He's a really nice guy. And
he's a great guy. Good. All right, good.
Okay.
As long as he said nice things, that's the important thing.
Exactly.
Anything he said was bad is probably untrue. But all the nice things are definitely true. Just, you know,
okay,
as a general rule.
As a general rule? What are you saying about your past experience with sports? How much of your past experience helps you in this role? Because I've seen bits and pieces, and I got to say, you nailed that mean coach.
The former ball player who can no longer do it, but beats out his kids. I mean, I know a lot of guys like that.
Yeah,
I'm a former professional athlete. When they said, you know, how long is it going to take you to get ready for this role? I said, all you have to do is say action, and I'm ready to go, because I know the character inside and out. I know guys who are like him. Having been a professional athlete, I'm well aware of what it's like to make it to the bigs and the whole nine yards, and I've seen all sorts of egos and attitudes. So literally I borrowed from a little bit of everybody, and everybody that I've known in my past, and it was really a very easy thing for me to get going on and get doing. It just made a lot of sense to me.
Sweet. Well, dude, since you enjoy sports and all that stuff, how did you like filming on a real-life pro baseball field?
Oh, that was great. That was fantastic. I mean, we did a home run bit where we had to go and do this home run showdown, so to speak, and all of our guys, Gary Sheffield and some other ball players, were out there. It was great fun. But, you know, those guys were having trouble getting out of the park at first, and I took one swing and did not make it out of the park either. But I got close. But it was really fun. It was great fun to be able to do that, get out there with those guys and be in a beautiful spot like we were. We were at Toledo's field. They were great. The field was fantastic. You know, I just felt completely at home. I feel great anytime I'm on a field, whether it's a professional football field or a baseball field or whatever it happens to be. I just feel very at home.
That's really cool. And we have a lot of people tell us, like actors and things tell us, that they prefer being on a set like that and not like in a studio or cramped up in a building all day as well.
Yeah. Listen, if that's what it calls for, great. But anytime, literally anytime I'm on a professional field, even if it's a basketball court, any field, any sports arena, I get tickled pink. I love it. I love being in those places. I mean, for me, it's just it's home.
Like a second home, yeah.
It really is. I get comfortable.
Yeah, you come alive whenever you go to places like that, and it's like a fever you get when you play sport. You just any place you get to that's professional or anything like that, it just feels awesome.
Yeah, you're just like, yep, I like it here.
Exactly.
I did like it there. I did.
Well,
I had my son with me the whole time I was shooting too, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome that you can have your kids there. That's awesome too. I bet he plays sports as well.
Oh yeah, football, basketball. Cool. He's a real sports guy, and he's a very good player. He's gonna be bigger than dad, taller than me, better looking, nicer, all those good things.
Well, what would you say was your most challenging part of filming for the movie?
The most challenging part for me in the film was to keep me off of the field. Because any point in time, you know, when you have cameras and stuff out there, they don't want you running around. They don't want balls being thrown here and there. They don't want people hitting balls and doing things. I just wanted to be on the field all the time. So the most challenging part was keeping me from getting out there on the field and doing something stupid. I just constantly wanted to be on the field. Keeping me there would be keeping me on the set as opposed to on the baseball field was probably the most difficult thing. There was nothing hard about it. I loved it. You know, shooting in Michigan, my home Detroit, you know, was where I was born, and to be sort of in my home backyard and playing baseball was just fantastic. There was nothing difficult for me.
Well,
even being mean wasn't so hard. No, I know those guys.
And see, that's something interesting that you bring up, because, like, super nice guys like you actually enjoy playing villains.
Oh,
or
yeah.
The antagonist a lot more than they like being a hero. And this is
well, you do both. Being
Superman.
An antagonist is more fun. Playing the hero is a lot more work.
Yeah, because you actually have to be like a cookie cutter.
Well, you got to do the right things, and you have to struggle with making decisions and this and that. Well, the hero does that guy struggles. The bad guy, he doesn't struggle with that decision making process. Piece of cake. He knows what he wants. No worries. Doesn't care about it at all. He's like, great, got it done.
Well, with you saying that, you know, the baseball field was your favorite part, so that was probably your favorite scene of the movie was being on the baseball field.
Always. Anytime we were on the field. So even if it's a little league field, I mean, the most fun for me was being on the big league field, of course, but whatever the field, I was having a blast.
And with that, we asked Oz how he felt about family sports films like this one being lost in the Hollywood shuffle. And he said there's not enough boy movies like this one out. Do you agree with that? Because
I agree wholeheartedly with that. You know,
we
the
about,
kind of film
like,
that my son can sit down and watch and learn some things about. And it's good old Americana stuff, and I love that.
And that's what we were talking about, is that movies like this, like, it's kind of like Little Giants or the Bad News Bears. There's really not
Sandlot,
much of that anymore.
You know.
Sandlot, exactly.
Yep, those are just fantastic classics. And, you know, being a father to a boy, I know how much he appreciates a film like that. And we'll watch it over and over again and take some good lessons from it.
Exactly. And that's kind of what it's missing, is the whole wholesome thing.
The whole what? I'm sorry?
The whole wholesome thing in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, well absolutely. There's, you know, it's too easy to make the nice guy film. You know, they want to do something edgy. People, you know, listen. There's a lot of movies that get made out here. Some movies better than others. But when I can make a wholesome film that gets out there and it's a family film that teaches good values, I enjoy it. At the same time, I don't mind making a film that does some bad stuff too. It really depends, you know, just to mix up your career, that's a lot of fun. But I personally tend to like making these wholesome family films.
And we appreciate them.
Good deal.
How was it working with Scott again?
Working with Oz is great. You know, he's fun. Matthew Lillard, fantastic. We just had a great time. And the whole thing was just fun.
It was just fun.
Yeah, it really was. And the fact that I could have my son there with me was just, forget it. It made everything so much better.
Well, you mentioned Matthew Lillard, and we know he's quite the funny guy. So do you have any, like, on-set pranks or anything that you'd like to share that happened during filming?
All kinds of stuff happened during filming. One of the weirdest things that happened was right outside the hotel where some guy just fell down and freaking passed out, and there was blood everywhere, and Matt Lillard came to his rescue. That was one of the strangest things I saw. Some guy just fell down as we were walking out of the going to set one morning, and he smacked his head on the side of the door area, and Matt was right there and ran right to him. By the time I got there, you know, this guy was covered in blood, but Matt had him sitting upright and pressure on his wound. I was like, wow. I took pictures,
wow.
And he sent them to his wife, so he felt like a hero. you know, we had all kinds of fun things going on all the time. There was a bet that I would not be able to hit a home run out of that stadium, which, of course, I can. I just didn't. I missed it in the first pitch. Matt Lillard ended up winning that bet, so that cost me. I'm not happy about that. But there was just fun stuff, baseball stuff, you know, stuff that goes on, people goofing around. You know, my son was out there running around on the field, playing one of the guys. That was great fun for me. Literally the whole set was just fun all the time. It was a pleasure and a joy to go to work each day. And you
That's
can't
awesome.
Say that very often.
No, you can't.
Uh-uh.
Especially if you work a 9-to-5-er.
9-to-5 would be great. Working 9-to-5 would be a piece of cake. I can remember the last time I worked 9-to-5.
I'd
take
care
of my heartbeat.
Maybe 9 in the morning to 5 in the morning, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what? 9 to 5? Where? How do I sign up for that
job? We have I'm from Georgia, and we have a lot of filming that goes on here, and it's weird how late some of those sets will be. Like, I mean, they'll be taking over our neighborhoods until 5 or 6 in the morning, and then back at 9 in the morning and shutting back up.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Well, I see that you are attending DragonCon in Atlanta this year. And
yes, I am.
Yes. And I will be there. And
all right.
You aren't really new to doing conventions. So how would you describe the convention?
I am new
experience?
To doing conventions. This is the first time I've ever done them.
You are new.
Yeah. Brand new. This is the first time I've ever done them.
Okay, sweet. So tell me what you're most excited about.
Well, I mean, the convention things, what's fun about them is people are really nice and, you know, they're friendly. You talk to them for a minute and they say, hey, thank you. I appreciate your movies and this and that. And it's just a nice situation where you get to actually interact with fans. Normally you're just doing your job. And then people come and, you know, see the movie and you don't talk to anybody about it till far afterwards. It's kind of nice to be able to hear people say, hey, I really enjoyed, you know, this or that or whatever. And, it doesn't happen that often. So you get some real personal interaction time.
You're in for a treat because it's crazy time and it's a lot of fun.
I heard DragonCon is one of the most ridiculous things. Yeah, I heard this was just ridiculous.
It really is. This will be my second time going, and I'm going the whole weekend this time. I only went one day last year. I'm going the whole weekend this time. So we'll hit up your panel and say hey, and it'll be a lot of fun.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, so we had some people on Twitter ask us if you had a Twitter or a fan Facebook page that you interacted with people on or anything like that.
I have a Twitter page. It's my Twitter name is @RealDeanCane.
Okay, sweet. I will go on there.
I don't have Facebook, but I recently got on Twitter, so that's my first my first deal there, and it's actually kind of fun. I check in every couple days there and tweet fun little things, and I got so many new shows and things coming out, so there's a lot for me to talk about. So it's just been kind of fun and keep people updated what's going on, and you know it's impossible to read all of them all the time or things like that. But it's fun. It's been really fun.
Well, speaking about a project, that actually goes into my next question. We wanted to know if you had any other projects that you wanted to tell everybody about.
I have three series currently going on all at once. I have Stars Earn Stripes, which is airing on NBC. So if you've been watching the Olympics at all, you'd see all kinds of advertisements for it and things. And it's I've been doing my job very well, I think, you know, talking about this show. But it's one of those things, you know, it's NBC. It's a big deal. People are hearing about it. I don't know how people are actually seeing anything yet. It's one of the most unbelievable shows I've ever been involved with in my lifetime. I love doing it. We take real-life special forces operators that pair them with celebrity types, and we trained, and we go on missions with them, and we compete. All this money goes to charity, to first responder and law enforcement and military charities. So it's really rewarding. It's fantastic. I think the show is really exciting to watch, and it's going to have a great big heart to it. So I'm really excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah.
And what did you say the name of that was again? And it comes on
Stars Earn Stripes.
Okay. And it comes on NBC. It's going to be coming
NBC
on NBC.
NBC starts on the 13th, right after the Olympics air, finish airing, and it's a heck of a show. So please tune into that.
Please.
Yeah,
check it out on the website. You'll see it's no joke.
I saw it.
It
on,
is no joke.
I saw it when I was watching on the Olympics, and it looks really good. I'm gonna be watching it. I'll be really.
Yeah,
good.
If I appreciate that, I could use all the help I could get.
I'm there for you, man.
Thank you, sir.
So what were the other two that you had?
The other two I have is I'm doing Dick Clark had a show called Bloopers back in the day where it did blooper things that came off on television, sort
jokes.
Of goofy things that happened. Pardon me?
Bloopers and practical jokes.
Yep, exactly. Well, this is we're using the same title, and it's Dick Clark Productions. We're not doing we have some things that are practical jokes and bloopers like that, our prank of a week and things like that, but I'm hosting that show. It's going to air syndicated. It's going to be all over the place. So that'll be fun. I'm shooting that currently as well. And I also have a new series on VH1 called Bounce, which is pretty amazing. I think it's really fun. So I play an NBA head coach. Once again, playing a coach, playing an athletics guy, which is what I love to do. And this is also in the world of competitive dance. It's sort of a black swan kind of a thing, but it's in the world of the Laker girls. I don't want to call them professional dance squads. So we got these girls who dance in this show are unbelievable. They are. Thank God I'm not dancing. Let's just say that. You don't want to see me dance, but these girls can really do it. There's all kinds of people who've been on all kinds of different competitive shows or backup dancers for Beyonce or whatever it happens to be. They're all over the place. So they're pretty amazing.
And that comes on VH1.
That's VH1. That comes on. We start shooting that in January, but we shot the we shot the pilot for it already. We just need to shoot the actual series, which we're getting ready to go do. I guess it's gonna be January. I was hoping it'd be earlier, but looks like it's gonna be January.
Well, we shoot a couple other shows to be busy until then, so it'll be all right.
Yeah, there's some other shows on between there. Exactly.
All right,
go ahead,
Brandon.
Go ahead, Amos.
You're too polite.
I know, we're too polite. We're, we've known each other a long time now. We were just going to say, for every show we do, we just ask people if they'll do a clip at the end of the show, and you can just say something like, hey, this is Dean Kane, and you're listening to the VRO, and then we replay that on our anniversary show every year, so it'd be really awesome if you do that for us.
Sure.
Tell me when you're ready.
Hey, this is Dean Kane, and you're listening to the VRO. So am I.
Sweet. Thank you so much. And we'll get the word out about the shows on Twitter, and we'll be watching. And I'll see you at DragonCon.
Excellent. Make sure you say hello to me at DragonCon.
I will.
It'll be my first one, too.
Excellent. I look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too.
Awesome interview, guys. I really can't wait for this movie.
Well, for everybody who wants to know, the movie does come out August 21st, 2012 on DVD. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's $24.99.
Okay, I'm logging on to Amazon now.
So there you go. Sweet. And I'm going to have to check out that NBC show. It sounds good.
I know.
It looks great. I've seen the previews for it on the Olympics, and it looks just crazy insane.
You know, and me and Brandon agree on a lot of television, so I'm going to take your word for it.
You're not. It looks so cool, though. I really think that it, like, shows exactly how, you know, the special forces go through their, what is it called, like, Hell Week or something like that. So it looks really cool.
Well, I'm definitely going to check it out, too. I seen a tweet about it last night, and I was like, okay, I've got to check this out. So, guys, if you had trouble calling in and listening, or if you had trouble listening into the chat room, I apologize. Blog Talk Radio has basically melted today, and I'm not sure why, but it took me, I know, at least 30 tries to call into the switchboard for our first show. And our second show, this one right now, I was freaking out when it wouldn't let me call in. So, just listen to us in the archives. Well, I don't know why I'm saying that, because if you can't hear us. But everything will be up on the website, and people can check it out there. After we edit the beginning, because we were on air, and we didn't think we were on air, and yeah.
Well,
we're going to blame it on the heat, the temperature. It's hot in New York City right now.
No.
That's where Blog Talk Radio is.
Yeah, but
hot
New York everywhere. City. Yeah, it is everywhere. And, you know, it's really weird. I actually went to go log into my student stuff today, and there was some kind of water damage in the system, the room that all the system stuff is in. So everything is down at my college. And I'm sure it's creating a pandemic, but I can't log in. So you're not the only one to have a technical difficulty today. The world is.
And I'm glad we threw in the Twitter question, because today when I Twittered about the show, we had a lot of people asking if it was the real Dean Cain on Twitter, because, you know, he doesn't have the blue check yet, and so people were just wondering, and he confirmed it. So it's really him.
Yep.
So go follow.
Go follow. And, I already did.
Yeah, I did too. So go follow. He'll be at Dragon Con. We will be at Dragon Con. And, guys, sorry for no True Blood show this week and no Lost Girl. I was super, super busy. I seen the campaign last night and went to the premiere here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's funny. It's really
funny.
It's funny.
Brandon, we should wait and go see that one together.
There's some part.
I'm going to see it Friday with Gabe.
I hate you.
Oh, I'll see it again with you, Amber.
You guys are so mean.
I'll see it again with you. But it's funny. It's based in North Carolina, and it's a movie that was filming. It's filming when we were down in Wilmington filming Heart of the Country. But it's funny. I enjoyed it. There's some parts where I'm like, really? But it's Will Ferrell, so. But I think everybody will join it. I really do. I think everybody will like it. And so we'll reschedule our True Blood shows and our Lost Girl show for later, maybe this week. I'm not sure yet. But, yeah, we're done for the week if we don't reschedule.
All right, sounds good. And, yeah. I don't even know.
I don't either.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Amber's like, I'm getting off the phone line. I don't even know. She's in Hawaii. She doesn't care. So, Amber,
yeah.
When do you come home?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, I cannot wait.
Yeah, leave the frozen food there, please.
Huh?
I said, please leave the frozen tofu there.
Oh, the frozen tofu, yes. I've been sweet in the past couple days, but I have been using frozen tofu on my back. It works. So it doesn't matter.
I'm actually waiting for Amber to send me some vegetarian recipes.
Yes,
I'm making that step.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to send you the stuff. I'll actually get on that tonight.
Yeah.
So let me do that. And you guys have a good afternoon.
yeah, everybody, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Definitely check out Home Run Showdown. It looks like the cutest movie ever. I can't wait to see it. I really can't.
Sweet. Me either. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com